Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
At Superior Livestock, we're all about delivering dependable for over 30 years. And our next sale coming up Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 36,400 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Well, activity levels in the cash cattle market expected to remain sluggish today following the long holiday weekend. Initial show list distribution and inventory taking likely this morning, but at this point, bids and asking prices likely to be pushed off until midweek and probably later. The focus on cash trade last week will now move to the morning mandatory report in order to determine final numbers sold last week and overall average prices. Last week's cash trade developed through most of the week with wide price ranges seen once again. Mixed trades expected today on uncertainty about how traders will respond to the long holiday weekend and late week pressure in the complex before the long weekend. Packing plants continue to slowly but steadily increase overall numbers of hogs moving through the system, which is expected to help minimize the backup of market-ready hogs. But the higher meat values at retail locations could still limit overall widespread gains in consumer demand through the upcoming weeks. On the grains, the wheat markets were weaker overnight with small losses at all three exchanges, although Minneapolis is sitting close to unchanged. Weekend chatter was mainly about rainfall in the plains as well as early harvest reports from southern Texas. Social media continues to make note of the disappointing early yield reports in Texas, with some citing 10 to 20 bushels per acre worse than expectations. It's always difficult to read too much into anecdotal yield reports, but it'll be interesting to see if the trend continues into the Texas high plains and into Oklahoma. Corn prices were higher overnight as traders get set for the final reading of the week. Weather over the long holiday weekend was mostly beneficial, bringing rains to the dry areas of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, with more limited rains falling in North Dakota. And over on the soybeans, well, trade was firmer across the soy complex overnight, led by soybeans as the July contract recovers from the one-month lows made Friday. Now, we're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle closing Friday down $1.10, $97.70. August down 90 cents, $97.32. August feeder cattle down 7 cents, $128.80. And September was up 2 cents at $130.15. June hogs down 57 cents, $58.77. July down 127, $55.90. Kansas City wheat, July was down 10 cents Friday, $4.44.5. September down 10 cents, $4.51.75. Chicago wheat, July down 7.25, $5.08.75. September down 6 cents at $5.12.75. July corn's up a quarter penny, 318. September down a quarter penny at 322.75. July soybeans down 1.75 at 833.25. August was down 2 cents Friday at 836.5. July cotton down 45 cents at 57.61.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.